Bank and Trust. Brigitte Tire Service. Bailey Chevrolet and GMC. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs. Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet. And Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you, and good evening from Sparta, Missouri. Late night basketball for you on Friday night as the Bears in the second round of the Sparta Invitational after a disappointing loss in round one to Blue Eye. They fall into the consolation bracket and take on a familiar SCA foe tonight in the Ava Bears, the sixth seed in the Sparta tournament. I'm Marty Spence along with Katie Spence. Larry is on assignment for a little while, so Katie willing to fill in, and we appreciate her coming all the way to Sparta for a basketball game.
Yeah, back again, hoping for a better outcome this game than last game for sure.
Absolutely. The Bears had a really cold shooting night on Wednesday night, shot about 30% for the game, ended up with 20 more shots than Blue Eye, but still lost the game. That's when you know you're not shooting the ball well, is when you've got 24 shots than your opponent and still lose. So the Bears had a tough night on Wednesday, try to rebound here tonight against the Ava Bears in a tournament that really, Katie, anybody is capable of beating about anybody in this tournament on any given night.
Yeah, we just saw that with Gainesville and
Galena.
Yeah.
Galena and Gainesville on the other side of the consolation bracket. Gainesville's the 8th seed, Galena the 4. They were upset by 5th seeded Mansfield, who upset number 1 seeded Sparta and now plays for the championship, and we know how good Mansfield is. But the Galena team had a 20-point lead on Gainesville in the second half, late in the third. I think there was about 3 minutes left in the third quarter where Galena was leading Gainesville, and Gainesville comes back to send that game to overtime and then win it in overtime. So that means if the Bears can get past Ava tonight, it'll be a rematch with the Gainesville Bulldogs.
Yeah, and I'd like to see that, actually, because we did not play our best against Gainesville the first time we played them, but I think that's definitely a team that we have the capability of beating, and so I think having that rematch against them would be good going into further in the season.
It's a good tournament for the Bears. A lot of small schools that play really good basketball. Mansfield and Billings will play for the championship tomorrow night. That is your 5-3 seed. Sparta and Blue Eye, the 1-7, will play for third place, and we'll see who plays for fifth and seventh with the conclusion of this game tonight between Willow and Ava. For Willow, they've lost 3 in a row, Katie, and it's time to turn it around, and you've got to get somebody to step up to help Colby James, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Brady James and Caden Lee, and those two have got to start shooting more shots, and we just can't rely on Colby for everything.
And just on a bad night on Wednesday, when you outshoot your opponent by 20 shots, doesn't mean you stop shooting the ball. You've got to be more aggressive. And continue to shoot. I think that's what Coach Forrest has probably been preaching to the Bears over the last couple days.
Eventually, those shots are going to fall.
Exactly. Bears are talented. They've got good shooters, and those shots will fall eventually. Ava 7-10 on the season, and Ava is a lot like Gainesville and a lot like some of these smaller schools that the Bears have been playing. They come after you, play really good defense, and the Bears actually played Ava back in the second game of the season in the Stratford tournament. So in both tournaments, the Bears have run into Ava on the backside of things. Willow won that game 52-47, so just a 5-point win for Ava, and it was pretty close throughout. And I know Coach Forrest and Coach Riley Jenkins, his dad Morris, coaches the Gainesville team. This is Riley, his son, that coaches Gainesville. He and Dustin Forrest are good friends. And I was talking to Coach Forrest. I don't think these two teams have ever played each other when it's been more than a single-digit deficit between the two teams. So it seems like it's always a close, tight game between Willow and Ava. Ava's got wins over Gainesville and Mansfield this year. So even with a 7-10 record, even though they're a lower seed in this tournament, they've picked up some good wins, and definitely the Bears will be taking them seriously tonight. Lady Bears, they're playing in the Seymour tournament tonight after picking up a win on Thursday against Liberty. 52-39 was the final in that one. Lady Bears now 12-5 on the season. They are playing back-to-back-to-back nights in Seymour. Tonight they're playing Gainesville, and they're down by three at the half, is the last report I got from Gainesville. So the Lady Bears trying to advance to a championship game in Seymour, but have a little comeback work to do against Gainesville. And for the Bears after this tournament, next week they've got a couple of SCA conference games. Tuesday the Bears will be home against the Liberty Eagles. That will be a huge test for the Bears if they want to contend for an SCA title. And Katie Coach Forrest has been consistent in these last few losses that, hey, it's not a conference game, it's not a district opponent. We're not going to worry too much about it. Well, next week it changes, and it's conference from here on out.
Yeah, we're going to have to take what we've learned from this tournament and actually start applying that into conference season, because that's when it really matters. So hopefully we can use this tournament to really learn a lot of things.
Absolutely. It's always a teachable moment in these basketball games. Bears and Ava tonight. Winner will play Gainesville tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. The loser will play Galena at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And we remind you that our sideline sponsor tonight is Gentleman Jim. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Hopefully you did not get stuck in the snow and ice, but if you did, Gentleman Jim, call them at 417-934-6594. We are just about ready for the starting lineups. Had a bit of a delayed start, I think, in our... There's only two games tonight, but... this game was scheduled to tip at 8, and we're at 8:50. Still not quite tipping yet. The Bears and the Bears. Ava will be visitors on the scoreboard wearing their blue jerseys with the gold trim. They will start number 2, 6-foot sophomore Talon Harville. Number 11 is 6-foot junior Grant Swadesh. Number 20 is 6'1 sophomore Fisher Melton. Number 23 is 6'1 sophomore Kenan Pitt. And number 24 is 6'2 junior Brock Swadesh. The Swadeshes, Pitt, Melton, and Harville, five starters for Coach Riley Jenkins and the Ava Bears. For Willow, dressed out in their home whites with the maroon trim, they will start number 1, senior Colby James. Number 2, is sophomore Caden Lee. Caden Lee's still a sophomore. He's played every varsity game since he's been in high school. Number 3 is junior Brady James. Number 5 is senior Holt McGinnis. And number 15 is junior Brody Thompson. Typical starting five out there for Coach Forrest and the Bears. Willow looked good early against Blue Eye on Wednesday and built up a 6-point lead in the second quarter, and before things just kind of fell apart, the shots quit falling, and Blue Eye took off from there. That Gainesville game a week ago, Katie, really started the Bears' struggles as they lost a heartbreaker to Mansfield, and then Blue Eye 2 days ago for 3 in a row. Trying to break that tonight against Ava, but it's the Blue Bears to win the tip, and we are underway from Sparta. Friday night basketball at the Sparta Invitational. The Ava Bears work it around the arc, get it top of the key. They'll throw it left side for Pitt. Pitt up top to Harville. Harville could be a source of offense for this Ava team. So at top of the key, Pitt's going to drive in the paint, has it tipped away by Lee. McGinnis tips it to James, and Colby runs it ahead to Brady. Brady spots for 3 left side. Got it! 100% of the Bears shooting from the field tonight. And Brady James hits the 3, and just like you were talking about, Katie, you got to keep shooting.
Yeah.
And Colby nearly with a steal at midcourt. It's knocked down. Ball is loose, and a timeout called by Coach Jenkins and Ava. 7:16 to play first quarter. Bears lead 3-0. We'll take a quick 30-second time away. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money Every time you shop, you'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, Ava with a quick timeout. Coach Jenkins did not like the way his team started. They've got the ball down by three. Get it on the block, and a wide open shot from the right block is up and in by Fisher Melton. And it's a 3-2 Willow lead.
McGinnis was up on the top of the paint and leaving the right block wide open.
Backdoor cut by Ava. Bears have been susceptible to that in the past. Brady James holds it on the right side. Gives it to Colby. Volleyball line fakes the three. He'll pull up for the long two. Rims out. Rebound comes out long. Controlled by Ava. Coming back the other way with a chance to lead, to take the lead. Melton flips it out. Left side three by Swadesh is good. Brock Swadesh. And Ava on a 5-0 run. Break on top 5-3. 2 minutes into the ball game. In a tournament where seedings just don't matter. Caden Lee, free throw line, jumper, rims out. Rebound Swadesh, tipped away by Colby. Reverse layup is no good. Tough shot, and Ava comes away with the board. Bears keeping a lot of pressure on the ball in the backcourt, but so far Ava has avoided any big turnovers. Ava Bears on the right side with Melton. He'll leave it for Harville. Harville spins, loses the handle on it, out of bounds, and it'll be bare ball. Good defense by Colby James. Bears will take it out of bounds at the end of their bench. Ava will await them at half court. Brady crosses the timeline, gives it to Caden Lee. Lee, a little give and go to Colby. Colby to Thompson. Nice pass inside to McGinnis. Gets blocked from behind, though, by Swadesh. Ava takes it away on a break. Push it down the floor to Grant Swadesh. Tipped away by Thompson. Gets it back on the sideline. Swadesh in traffic in the paint. Dishes back out to Melton. Melton goes right back to the paint. Dishes out. Top of the key pits for three. In and out. Rebound Colby.
Bears playing good defense.
Wants to push it ahead. Pull-up jumper just inside the arc. Won't go. Rebound tips back to Brady James. Jumper no good. Rebound saved by Colby back to Brady. Willow will reset. Colby in the corner for three. Missed it. Rebound Lee puts it up on the block. Nobody's fouled. And again, the Bears, after making that first three-pointer, have been shut out from the field. So another cold shooting start to the game, but Lee with a chance to make a couple of free throws here. First one by Lee is good. Fouls on Harville. That's his first. He'll come out. And Jacob Lobb.
Garrett Richards. And Tristan Denny come in.
Okay. Heavy substitutions there by Coach Jenkins and Ava. Ava has a little more depth than Willow does. Second free throw is no good by Lee. Rebound by Melton. Ava pushes down the floor. They've got a 3-on-3 to the right block to the basket. Put it up and in. Richards with the basket. Ava in front 7-4 as we near the halfway point in the first quarter. Bears will be back here tomorrow afternoon playing for either fifth or seventh place in the Sparta Invitational. Lee, one arms it up to Thompson at the logo. He'll dribble to the right side, hand it off to Brady James. Colby in front of the Ava bench. Drives, left block to the basket, tough shot, goes in, counted at one. It hung on the rim. Fell through, and Colby with a chance for a three-point play. That was on Denny, his first. Second on Ava. Free throw by Colby. Rims out. Remains a one-point lead for the Ava Bears. Cross midcourt. Ava looks into the corner. They'll tip it up top of the key for Denny. Back out to Melton. Quick passes by Ava. They'll get it over left side for Denny. Denny nearly throws it away, but Melton back to get it at the logo. Lob, top of the key. He's a good three-point shooter. Going to watch him as Swadesh goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Brock Swadesh got loose on the right wing, and Ava's back in front by three. Ava not a terribly high-scoring offense, but they're pretty efficient. Colby gives us a lead. Lee hands it back to Thompson. Little give and go in the paint. Thompson gets swatted. Tips loose. Colby picks it up. Goes baseline. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound tip. And Ava controls it. Richards runs it all the way into the front court. Hands it off to Swadesh. Swadesh to the block. Tip it back. Left side for Lob. Going to go baseline. Shot up and in. Timeout. Coach Forrest and Willow. 3 minutes to go. First quarter. Ava leads Willow 11-6. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, where the Ava Bears lead Willow 11-6, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Consolation round for the Bears. Winner will play Gainesville tomorrow afternoon. Loser will play Galena. Caden Lee, right side in the corner. Colby goes to work on the baseline. A right block shot up. Nobody's fouled. Colby will go to the line. Shooting two, and Bears getting to the line, Katie. And I think with their poor shooting this week, that's maybe a place where they can get some
offense. Yeah, hopefully. That foul was on number three, Jacob Laud. That's his first.
Three team fouls on Ava, but they've spread them out. Three different guys. Colby makes the first free throw. Second shot is up and good. The 11-8, Grady Friga going to check in for McGinnis. And for Ava, Pitts comes back into the game. Swadesh gives it to Pitts. It's a logo. He's got open spaces, finds a man left. Blocked from behind. What a great job by Colby James. He came in from behind and blocked that out of bounds. Ava will inbound on the baseline. Pitts will trigger the inbound. Throws it out into the corner. Richards drives in, blocked by Friga, taken away by Colby. Colby all the way to the basket, tips it out to his brother for three, missed it, rebound. Friga underneath, puts it up, no, and it's tipped out of bounds off Ava. It'll stay with Willow with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Willow trailing by three. Caden Lee will trigger the inbound on the baseline. Checks inside, gives it to Colby. Free throw line jumper off the mark. That's when you know things are bad, because Colby just doesn't miss that shot.
No, that's
an open shot.
That's his favorite
Absolutely.
Spot.
Absolutely. Ava back the other way. Nice move by Pitts to the basket. Misses the lay-in. Rebound. Swadesh puts it up. Nobody's fouled. And Grant Swadesh will go shoot a couple of free throws with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
That foul was on Friga, and that's his first.
First team foul on the Bears. Weirdly enough, the loser of this game will go play the four seed for seventh place. Free throw is good by Swadesh. Hit high off the back of the rim and falls through. Galena, the four seed, upset. I'm going to put that in quotes. Mansfield beat him as a five seed, and then they lost to Gainesville in the second game. Swadesh. Second free throw is no good. Rims out. Friga, a nice block out for the rebound. 11-8 is the Ava lead. Colby Gets loose left side, big jump shot, high arcing floater goes in, and the Bears cut it to a one-point game. Pitch across the logo. They give it to Lob. Lob goes right side for Denny. Into the corner for Pitt. Looking underneath, he'll put it on the floor. Flip it up, top of the key for Denny. Back to Swadesh on the right side. Swadesh has it tipped away by Thompson, but out of bounds. Good hands by Brody, but it'll stay with Ava at half court. Brock Swadesh, after a quick break, back into the game. Denny checks out for Ava. And they'll give it to Grant Swadesh. Grant trapped at midcourt. In some trouble, he'll fire it away. The Lob into the corner for Pitt. Going to go baseline around Frigga, high off the glass and in. What a shot by Pitt.
Ava loves to drive in to that baseline and make that layup, and they don't miss that very often at all.
Three-point lead for the Ava Bears, high percentage shot. Caden Lee at the free throw line leaves it for Thompson. Thompson, Brady James has some space. Big jump stop in the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound Ava. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lob to Swadesh. Swadesh takes off in the paint. Blocked by Frigga out of bounds. It'll stay with Ava. Another thing Ava doesn't do much is take 3 points.
No.
Like you said, they
drive
let that baseline.
In. Yeah.
Pitts will trigger the inbound. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob it into Swadesh. Put it up in the paint. Missed it. Rebound tip. Colby's got it. Across the timeline. Colby to the right side. Hands it back to Lee at the logo. Gives it right back to Colby with 30 to play in the first. Bears down by three. Thompson left wing. Looks underneath. They'll give it to Lee. Back to Colby on the right side. Colby at the free throw line. Give it to Frigga. Take it off to the basket. Lays it up and in.
Might
have gotten away
with
it, but we'll take it. Now Colby with the foul in the backcourt. Second team foul on the Bears. First on Colby. Ava will have it with 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Good execution by the Bears, but yeah, Frigga might have taken a little extra step there. But he made the basket.
That's all that matters.
He got away with it. McGinnis checks in. Going to give Caden Lee a quick breather. Pitt with 10 seconds to play in the first quarter. Top of the key with five. Takes off left side. He'll hand it to Richards. Richards got to get a shot off, and he does not. That's the end of the first quarter from Sparta. Ava leads Willow 13-12 after one. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, one quarter. In the book, here in the consolation round, Bears trailing Ava 13-12. First quarter stats for you.
Willow continues to suffer from our lack of shooting percentages. We shot 4 for 17 for a 24% shooting average. Ava, a little better, quite a bit better. 6 out of 14 for a 43%. So,
Bears just down by one. Colby for 3. Got it. They sprung Colby to the right side, had an open look, and he didn't miss. Willow in front now, 15-13, despite shooting 20-some percent from the field. Here comes a three for Ava, and they've got it. Jacob Lobb. He's their three-point specialist. And he puts Ava back in front, 16-15, just underway second quarter. Colby to the top of the key, hands it to Brady. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Thompson. Thompson, nice pass to James Dean, but James gets blocked. Ava takes it away. Back come the Ava Bears, leading by one. Pitt, top of the key, checks inside. He'll throw it to Swadesh on the block, put it up and in. Too easy for Ava. 5-0 run for the Ava Bears after Willow took a brief lead. Ava now up by three. Colby Brady over to Thompson on the right side. James Dean up top, gives it to Colby. Colby, double teamed, tipped, lost. Ava back the other way, Melton underneath the backboard. Ava tried to go a little too fast there and nearly saved it, but Melton chucked it off the backside of the backboard. It'll be Willow ball. Bear ball, Willow bear ball, with 6:35 to go second quarter, trailing by three. Colby across midcourt. Shades to the right side. He'll hand it to Brady. Brady to Caden Lee. Back to Colby. Melton doing a nice job on Colby. And right with him. And the Ava defense has been good. They sit in that matchup zone defense, and it's tough. It keeps usually makes for a low-scoring game, at least when these two teams have met up in the past. Bears run plenty of time off the clock, and now James Dean throws it off of Swadesh out of bounds. Bears will reset and might be for the best as Willow is just kind of passing it around the three-point arc. Not much activity. Lee triggers the inbound, gives it to Colby. Katie and I were talking on the break. It just looks like the Bears just don't have a lot of confidence right now. Colby at the free throw line. Tip it back to Lee. Lee, free throw line jumper. No. Rebound tipped by Dean, but controlled by Swadesh. Hands it off to Pitt. Pitt to the free throw line. Walks. Got away with it. Puts it up. Missed it. Dean with the rebound. Hands it to Colby. Down the floor to Brady. Big jump stop. Big smooth free throw line jumper. Missed it. Rebound tipped. Ava control. Quickly down to Grant Swadesh. Grant backs in. Has it tipped away. Lee picks it up in the corner. Back come the Willow Bears.
Good defense by McGinnis and Lee, both double-teaming him down there.
Colby, free throw line jumper, missed it. Pitt with the rebound. Finds Melton all alone on the block. Missed the open layup. Rebound is tipped to McGinnis. Holtz across the timeline. He'll hand it back to Colby. Neither team can make a basket here in the second quarter. Colby springs for a long two. Got it. Took a nice screen from James Dean. Colby with the two, and it's a one-point game. 4:40 to go in the first half. Pitt to the right side. Bears have flipped into a bit of a zone defense now, and Ava's going to take a break at midcourt. They'll put it on their hip, and now Colby comes out to guard Lobb. Gives it back to Pitt. Interesting how the Ava lineup has shifted a little bit since we first saw this team back in early December. The Swadeshes are still in there, but the other guys have earned some more playing time. Here goes Pitt to the basket. Count it and one. He got to the left block and a chance for a three-point play for Pitt.
Thompson and pretty good check-in. James Dean and Lee go out.
Ava back up by three. A chance to make it four here for Pitt. Ava's led by as many as five. Free throw is good. 21-17. Ava halfway through the second quarter. Colby to the left side. Gives it to Thompson. Thompson back to Brady. James open three. Missed it short. Rebound. Colby puts it up. Made it. Thought it was going to run out. We're just used to that, I guess, by now. But Colby got the shooter's touch on that one. But quickly, Pitts gets it on the baseline, puts it up and in. Those are way too easy, and Coach Forrest is not happy. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, where Ava leads Willow 23-19. Willow will have the ball. Coach Forrest calling a timeout. And, Katie, a lot of frustration from the assistant principal there as the Bears continue to let people get to the baseline and have
and then they just
basket.
Yeah. They let the Ava Bears push them around, and they make the basket almost every play. They're going inside down low.
Willow will try to toughen up here. We get back to action, trailing by four. Winner to play Gainesville for the consolation trophy tomorrow. Loser will play Galena at 3 o'clock. McGinnis, one arms it to Brady James, draws the defense. Colby was open, but Brady waited a little too long to get it over there. Colby on the left side, creates. Left side, jumper, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Ava. Grant Swadesh. Across the timeline, nearly throws it away, and it saves the right to Willow. Thompson on a break, and he's got two Ava Bears chasing him. It's tipped loose, out of bounds off Ava, and it will stay with Willow, and the Bears get a break there.
Got a little sketchy there.
Brody had the right idea, but he had two blue jerseys on him as soon as he had the ball. McGinnis comes out. Lee back in. 3:06 to go in the half. Lee throw it out to midcourt for Colby. Colby at the logo. Give it to Lee to the free throw line. His pass tipped, but Colby's got it. Pulls up for the long two. Got it. Colby about a foot inside the three-point arc. Makes it a two-point game. Pitt goes right side. Swadesh, Melton in the corner. He'll bounce it to Brock Swadesh. Back to Pitt with the logo. Right side. Swadesh has tip. Gets it back. Throws it cross-court to Melton. Back to Pitt, and Ava will reset. This Ava team does not take bad shots normally. They wait for something good.
Yeah, and with no shot clock in this tournament, they have the chance to wait for however long they want.
Swadesh on the block. It's tipped away by Lee in a better defensive effort that time by the Bears when Ava gets it in the block. Colby on the other end. Pulls up for a long two. Missed it. Rebound Swadesh. And Ava with 2 minutes to go in the half. Hit. Colby picks his pocket, and a foul going to be called as Colby dove for the ball, and really just an unfortunate foul. Just incidental contact when he was diving for the ball.
That'll be Colby's second foul and second team foul for the Bears, Willow Bears.
Not a lot of whistles here in the first half as they're letting these two teams play, and it's a late night game. Officials are ready to go home. Here's Melton. Goes baseline. Reverse layup is good. There it is again.
That baseline shot every time.
Ava back in front by four with 90 seconds to go in the half. Colby across midcourt. Hands it off to Lee. Right side for Brady James. On the sideline. Looks underneath. Gives it to Thompson. Back out to Colby. Colby takes the screen, but he's quickly picked up. Now Lee on the right wing. Nothing easy right now for the Bears in this tournament. Thompson goes baseline left block, puts it up and in. Good move and a rare inside basket for the Bears. Two-point game. Pitt, left side for Melton. He'll put it on the floor. Gets it to the lane and then shifts it back to Collins just into the game. Cash Collins for Ava. Pitts gets loose right side into the paint. Floater doesn't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Friga. and it will stay with Ava with 44 seconds to go in the half.
McGinnis checks in for Colby James.
Yeah, sit Colby. I don't want Colby to pick up that third foul in the last 43 seconds there.
No.
Fitz will trigger the inbound. Swadesh to Swadesh. Grant at the top of the key in the corner. Collins thought about the three, but his pass is tipped away. Thompson races to pick it up at midcourt, and Willow will have it with 30 seconds to go in the half and a chance to play for a tie or perhaps the lead before heading into the locker room at halftime. Ava's going to sit back in that zone. Clock down to 20. Colby not out there, so who do you go to? 15 seconds. There's a foul at midcourt by Collins.
He just came out and, yeah.
I don't know if that was the call from the sideline or if he just took it upon himself to go for the steal. Not a bad idea.
He was tired of leafing up there, I guess.
It's only the first foul of the quarter on Ava. Collins, who just got into the game, so not a bad attempt.
Colby James back into
there
the game.
There you go. Willow with 13 seconds. With 10, Colby at the logo. Takes the screen to the left side with 6. Cross-court pass to Brady with 4. Pullback 3 with 2. Missed it, and Ava's got the rebound. Halftime in Sparta. The Blue Bears lead Willow 25-23 at the half. We'll come back with your halftime statistics. We have Megan alongside taking our expanded stats tonight and check in on the Lady Bears as well, all coming up. At halftime, again, Ava leading Willow 25-23 at the break. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings. Endless possibilities.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
back in Sparta, it's halftime, and the Ava Bears lead Willow in an SCA matchup in the Sparta tournament, 25-23. No shock that it's a close game every time these teams play. It is a tight one, and tonight is no exception. The Bears won by 5 back in the Strafford tournament, and matched up again with Ava here in Sparta. Not where Willow wanted to be, but Blue Eye with the upset on Wednesday sent Willow to the consolation bracket, and now they're in a battle with Ava here, and they're going to have to come back in the second half. Katie's got our halftime stats.
Both teams are shooting better in the second quarter. The Willow Bears are shooting 42%, which is a lot better than their 24% they were shooting in the first quarter. Ava in the second quarter is shooting 63%. They're also shooting better. But at the half, the Willow Bears are shooting 31% and Ava shooting 50%.
Yeah, so, they're still not where they want to be.
As far as rebounds go, Ava is out rebounding Willow 15-11. But Ava has 8 turnovers, and the Willow Springs only has 1. So, there you go.
Good stat line and scores the first half.
Leading scorers for the Willow Bears is Colby James with 15. Brady James has 3. Grady Friga and Brody Thompson both have 2. And Caden Lee has 1 free throw. For the Ava Bears...
They're also the Bears, yes. That's all right, Katie. They're the Blue Bears, and for the Bears, Brock Swadesh has 7, Pitts with 7, Melton with 4, Lobb's got 4, Richards with 2, and Grant Swadesh has 1 for Ava. Quick update from Seymour, the Lady Bears leading Gainesville 43-38, 5-point lead for the Lady Bears. That's a pretty good Gainesville team, under 2 minutes left in Seymour, so if the Lady Bears can hold off Gainesville, they will play Chadwick for the championship of the Seymour tournament, and that game is scheduled to play at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so you could watch the Lady Bears at 3, and if Willow comes back, wins this, you might be able to get here for a little bit of the boys' game if you want to just a Saturday road trip on a really cold Saturday tomorrow. Bears trailing by 2 at halftime, and again tomorrow, the winner of this game will play Gainesville at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon for the consolation trophy. Loser plays Galena at 3 o'clock. This tournament was like this last year, and again this year, seedings just don't matter. You can throw them out. Galena, the 4 seed, playing for the 7th place game. And then third place, Sparta, the top seed, playing for third against Blue Eye, the 7. And then in your championship game, you've got Mansfield, the 5 seed, and we know Mansfield's way better than a 5 seed, against third seeded Billings. So good basketball in this tournament, and I guess it's really what you want in a tournament, right? 8 teams that can beat each other, and you just don't know what you're going to get.
Makes for a bunch of good games.
Absolutely. And then don't forget, next week the Bears will resume SCA play. They've got a huge week next week. Liberty on Tuesday and Thayer on Friday. I believe both those games are home games, so opportunity to come out to Mumford Gym and watch, hopefully, 2 really good basketball games. That'll be a tough test on both of those for the Bears, and we'll have all that action for you on KUKU. Don't forget, Gentlemen Gems, anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentlemen Gems, our sideline sponsor, the Willow Springs Bear Basketball. Well, Ava is back on the floor, Katie. They were out pretty quick. Willow is not yet.
We had some things to work out, I think.
Chatting going on at the locker room at halftime, and they're going to have to come on up because we're about ready to go in the third quarter. We will take a 90-second time away. Come back for the third quarter in 90 seconds. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Steve Airey knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is
the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, getting ready to start the second half. Late night basketball. Mercy, what time is it? 9:30 on a Friday night. Bears still have a half to go and then a bus ride home. And they'll be coming back tomorrow, win or lose in this game. Of course, they would like to win and get a rematch with the Gainesville Bulldogs, a team they lost to a little over a week ago. Like to get a second opportunity at Gainesville. Gainesville had a tremendous comeback. Down by 22, I looked back. They were down by 22 in the second half.
Wow.
And came back, sent it to overtime, and beat Galena in the first game.
That's a scary team, if you can do that.
Right, yeah, Gainesville, like they were the eighth seed in this tournament. They could beat anybody and showed that tonight. Ava will have the ball as we start the third quarter. All starters back in there. Ava in the paint, has tipped away by Thompson. Colby picks it up, goes behind his back, gets to the free throw line. Leaner, good. And Colby ties us up, and now a steal on the other end. Put it up and in by Brady James. The James brothers came out ready to roll in the third quarter, and Willow on a 4-0 run in the first 30 seconds, lead it now, 27-25. I think that, well, it's at least since the first quarter, a lead for the Bears.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Ava took the Swadesh on the left side. Brock Swadesh to Grant Swadesh. Drives in, pass cut off. He'll flip it back to Pitts. And you hear the Willow bench in the background. They're clapping. They're trying to get some momentum and get their teammates going a little bit. Pitts, Melton, top of the key. Bears trying to turn up the defensive intensity, off the glass and good. Melton, that was a tough shot. Well defended by the Bears. But Melton gets it to go, and we're tied at 27 with 6:40 to play in the third quarter. Colby across midcourt. Leaves it for Brady. Brody Thompson back to Lee. Lee got away from a hand check. Brady James, jumper missed it. Rebound tip. And Pitts saves it for Ava. 27 apiece. Ava quickly into the front court. Melton to the free throw line. Pass cut off. Tips it back to Swadesh. Swadesh left side for Lobb. Going to take a three. No good. Skims the top of the rim.
That's one of the first threes that Ava has shot.
I think it's only their second one. Brady James goes baseline. Pass cut off. Give it to Colby. Colby right side. Ball poked away. Brady gets it. Going to drive. Floater in the paint. Won't go. Pitts with the rebound. Pitts one-arms it too far down the floor. Melton saves it, though. Gets it back to Swadesh in the paint. Runner is good. Brock Swadesh. And Ava back in front, 29-27. This game will go all the way to the wire. It just always does with these two teams and these two coaches. McGinnis at the free throw line. He'll hand it to Thompson. Thompson backs it back to Colby. Colby takes the screen. Lots of contact from Swadesh. No whistle, and Colby gets hammered. But they're going to call a jump ball. Lots of physicality. And I get it. And they've been pretty consistent. They're just not going to call a lot of fouls.
Yeah, and both teams are really picking up the intensity, it feels like, in the second half.
Bears will inbound on the baseline. Get it to Colby. Takes the screen to the free throw line out to Lee. Lee juggles it, gets it back in the paint, looking for a shot, can't find it. McGinnis back to Brady James. Lee in the corner, backs it off to Brady at the logo. He'll hand it to Colby. Colby to Lee up top. Bears play catch. Looking for an opportunity here. Colby pulls back for a long three. Oh, in and out. Rebound poked away by McGinnis. They're going to call hold for the foul. And that's fine. You know, if you're not going to call a lot of fouls, okay, but that's kind of picky if you're going to call that one.
Yeah, especially considering what Colby just did.
Exactly. Bears continue to stay cold shooting, just period, whether it's a three-pointer or something in the paint. Still shooting about 30% for this tournament, and that's not a good stat. Ava with a two-point lead, looking for more. They've led by as many as five, and they'll get it into Swadesh, and they lead by four now.
Went right over the head of Bree James, who is guarding him and leaving the basket wide open.
Brock Swadesh is 6'2". Not terribly tall, but plays big. Colby to the right side. Gets around Swadesh on the baseline, and Thompson has to go off of his foot, but it was touched last by Ava.
I think it went off of an Ava's foot.
Okay. We'll stay with Willow on the baseline. Halfway through the third quarter. Willow trailing by four. Lee. Lob it to the logo for Brady James. BJ, big jump stop in the paint. Leaner goes down. And it's a two-point game. Lob across midcourt. Give it to Pitts on the right side. Looking in at Swadesh. That's where they want to go. Pitts. Back to Swadesh. Swadesh going to take off in the paint. Fadeaway jumper rims out. McGinnis in for the rebound. He'll hand it to Colby. Bears with a chance to tie. Thompson. Back to Colby on the left wing. Colby to the free throw line. Contested jumper won't go. Rebound comes right to the blue jerseys. Lob to Pitt. Going to go baseline. Pitt, easy shot. Lays it up.
Right
and
around Colby James. And just nobody there.
The baseline has been the Achilles heel for Willow tonight. Ava by four. 3:20 to play. Third quarter. Brady James to the top of the key. Nice little give and go to Thompson off the glass. Missed it. And all Ava for the rebound. Grant Swadesh to Pitt. Pitts pass inside to Swadesh. Brock turnaround jumper. Missed it. Rebound tipped. And Lee comes away with it. Caden runs it ahead. Gets it to Brady. In the paint. Floater won't go. Lots of contact. No whistle. Ava with the rebound. Pitts scoops it ahead to Swadesh, who lays it up and in. Brock Swadesh, and Ava goes up by six. It's their biggest lead of the night. Swadesh has 13. And Ava with a six-point lead, 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Colby lobs it to Thompson, gets loose on the block, puts it up, missed it, but he's fouled. Thompson frustrated. That one should have went. That was a good spot.
Yeah. But he'll get the foul, which hasn't been called a lot tonight. So
Thompson will get a couple of free throws. Friga and Caden Adams getting ready to check in for the Bears. Free throw is good. I like putting Adams in here. He's a kid that's not afraid to shoot the ball and might bring a little bit of a...
Yeah, right now we need all
momentum.
The shooters.
Yeah,
we
got to get some offensive firepower out there. Thompson's second free throw is good. 35-31, Ava. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Grant Swadesh. In the paint, tipped away. Adams with the steal. Adams pulls it back, gives it to Brady James. Spots for an open three. Got it. Big time three by DJ. And it's a one-point game. Bears on a 5-0 run. The Maroon Bears. Lob. Kind of stumbled a little bit, but he keeps the dribble. Give it back to Grant Swadesh up top. Swadesh looks inside. Tips it to Melton on the right wing. There's Lob. He's open for three. Missed it off the back of the rim, and it hits the, I don't know what that cord it's connected to the backboard, and they'll blow the whistle, and it's Willow Ball.
Yeah, and that was actually Reeve Cutts, who is first made his entry.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That's who looks a lot like Lob. He's a short guy, 5'8", for the Ava Bears. Willow's got it, a chance to regain the lead here. Adams to the right side for Colby. Colby on the sideline. Gets to the top of the key, gives it to Brady. Brady in the paint, off the glass, got it. Good move by the junior. 1-point lead for Willow, 36-35. Willow on a 7-0 run here late in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'd like to see this momentum continue.
Melton puts it on the floor, picks up his dribble. They'll rotate it around the horn, get it to Lob, bounce it to Grant Swadesh. Pass tipped and loose. Adams on the floor with it, and Ava calls a timeout. Coach Jenkins keeps the possession, but good defense by the freshman.
Yeah, he's starting to show.
Absolutely.
Jumped up a little bit, yeah.
Willow leads by one. 52 seconds to go, third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKM.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Sparta, Willow with a 1-point lead, Ava with the ball. 50 seconds left to go, third quarter. Right side, Melton going to try to go baseline. Little floater won't go off the side of the backboard. Brady James clears the rebound. Brady to Thompson, got bumped. Ball is loose. Adams pull back three in the corner, missed it. Rebound comes out long to Brady. Hands it to Colby. Colby with 30 seconds, and Coach Forrest says, slow down. Let's take the last shot of the quarter. They've had a good finish, and as Katie mentioned, you want to keep that momentum heading to the fourth quarter. 20 seconds. Brady James at the logo. Brady's had a really strong third quarter. Really key to Bears' comeback. And Caden Adams has done a nice job. 10 seconds. Colby takes off right side. Lost the handle on it. Gives it to Adams. Up top, Thompson with three. His three-pointer is blocked, and the ball is tipped loose, and that's the end of the third quarter. We go to the final frame here in Sparta. What else would you expect? A tight game between Willow and Ava. Willow leads by one as we go to the fourth quarter. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, the Willow Bears were able to turn up the defensive intensity in the third quarter, creating turnovers. Now for the game, Ava's turned it over 11 times to just one for Willow, and it's Willow with a 1-point lead as we start the fourth quarter. 36-35, low-scoring game between these two teams that always play a close one. Ava with the ball, starting the fourth quarter. Bounce it up top for Jacob Lobb. Swadesh, Grant Swadesh going to take off around Thompson, lays it up and in, and Brody just got beat on that one. Ava back in front, 37-36. 7:30 to play. Colby in the paint. Fadeaway jumper is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Ava. Lob over Brady James. Missed it. Frigga with the rebound. Lee across midcourt. Lee hands it off to Colby at the logo. Back to Thompson. Thompson to Brady James. Brady backpedals to the logo, gives it to Lee, and Bears are all moving away from the basket. Lee, open three, got it. Jaden Lee is such a high percentage three-point shooter.
Yeah, and I'd like to see more of that.
Swatish on the other end gets blocked from behind by Brady James. Willow back the other way, leading by two. Colby at the free throw line, jumper good. That's the Colby James jump shot that we love. And Willow has their biggest lead of the night at four. 41-37, 6.5 minutes to play. Pitt, top of the key. Right side from Melton. Melton around the horn. Pitt's on the left side. Lobbed it to Swatish. Swatish at the baseline. Lost a handle on it. Good defense that time by the Bears. They guarded that baseline a little bit better. And Ava has moved the defense up, and they're going to pressure the Bears now. Full court press by Ava. Trailing by four with 6 minutes to play. Willow will break it as Colby gets it across midcourt. Brady James goes baseline. Brady reverse layup. Missed it. Frigga with the rebound. Gets fouled. And Brady will go shoot a couple of free throws. A rare foul. There just haven't been that many calls tonight. Winner will play Gainesville tomorrow at 4:30. Loser will play Galena at 3 o'clock. Free throw by Frigga is no good. Back to the rim. Second one by Frigga is good. Makes one of two. 5-point lead for Willow. They're trying to finish strong and find some momentum here in Sparta. It's been hard to come by. Pitt up top. Lob with a head fake. Gets into the paint. Flips it back. Pitt to the free throw line. In the paint. Leaner goes down. Pitt with a tough shot. Makes it a one-possession game. Willow breaks the press. Thompson on the sideline. Backs it off to Colby. Colby, pull up three. Got it. Colby James.
Starting to find his rhythm.
Yes, he is. They're going to call that a two.
Ooh.
Looks like he was behind the line, but just a two-pointer for Colby. 21 for the game, and it's a 5-point lead for Willow. Lob on the right side, up to Pitt. Pitt bounces it. Right side, Swatish goes to work. On the block over Brady James, missed it, and Frigg is there for the easy rebound. 5 minutes to play. Bears with a 6-point lead, and then they did change it back to a 3-pointer by Colby. 6-point lead for the Bears. Frigga up top to Lee on the right wing. Lee, the logo, and he'll hand it to Colby. Willow can be a little selective. Now, neither team has led by more than six this entire game. Willow holds that mark right now. Inside they go, but it's knocked away by Swatish. Loose on the floor. Brady James comes up with it, but no. Steps on the sideline. And it will be Ava ball. I don't. Do you count that as a turnover? I'm looking at our statistician. Yeah, she shrugs. It's only the Bears' second turnover of the game, and that one wasn't really a bad one. That was more of a hustle turnover. Ava with the ball. 4.5 minutes to play. Willow leading by six. Sits across midcourt. Goes left side, right wing from Melton. Pitts in the corner. Checks underneath. He'll fire it up top to Swatish. Swatish in the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound Frigga. Colby trots it across midcourt. Lee to Brady James on the right side. Brady to the logo. Left wing for Thompson. Pivots up top. Colby fakes the three, pulls up for the two, rims out, rebound tied up. Swatish took it away from Frigga. down the floor. Here's Grant Swadesh. He's going to go baseline, shot up and fouled by Friga. Grady can't believe it. He thought he had a clean block, but that's not what the officials saw. Grant Swadesh. You get a couple of free throws here. He's 1 for 2 on the night. First one is no good.
Bounces around the room for a while.
Grant Swadesh hurt in the first meeting between these two teams and didn't play really in the second half at Stratford. So good to see him back out there. And he's a good workhorse for the Ava Bears. Second free throw is good. Makes it a 5-point game. And Cash Collins comes in for Ava. Chris Jenkins doesn't go to the sophomore very often. I'm thinking maybe he might be a 3-point shooter as Ava tries to generate some offense, or maybe foul. Bears break the press. Solby gets it across midcourt with 3.5 minutes to play. He'll float it back to Lee at midcourt. Lee draws the trap, throws it into the corner for Brady James. Out to Colby. Colby, free throw line, jumper, good. Colby's got the jump shot working again, and that makes everything work better. Ava with Collins throws it up top to Richards. Melton on the right side. Pitts will backpedal to the logo with 3 minutes to play. 7-point lead for Willow. Biggest lead either team has had tonight. Pitts to the block, to the basket, lays it up and in. Good move by Pitts. Timeout. Coach Jenkins and Ava. 2:54 to play. 47-42 Willow. Back in 30. Listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, where Willow has a 5-point lead, and good news from Seymour, where the Willow Springs Lady Bears defeat Gainesville tonight 47-42. And the Lady Bears will play for the championship of the Seymour tournament tomorrow at 3 against Chadwick. So congrats to Coach Cox and the Lady Bears, now 13-5
on
the year.
Wow, that's a good stat.
Been a good year for Willow Springs basketball. You've got both teams with strong winning records, and you've got two players to watch in Jones and James that have both, James on pace to break the school record for scoring, and Chloe's already done it. So fun season, and the Willow Bears will try to break a 3-game losing streak if they can hold on here in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes to play and a 5-point lead for Willow. Brady James brings it across midcourt. Brady to the top of the key. He'll give it to Lee in front of the Bear bench. Hands it back to Colby at the logo. Bears. Ball control is big here. Brady in the paint, swatted by Swadesh. And Ava's got a 5-on-4 as Brady fell down. He's late getting back, and here's a foul on Colby as Pitts drives to the basket. And Pitts will go to the line, shooting a couple of free throws.
That's Colby's third foul for the game.
Something to keep an eye on. Not a lot of time left, but certainly don't want to get Colby in foul trouble. As Pitts makes his free throw and makes it a 4-point game. Pitts could make it a one-possession game here with 2:27 to play. You start talking about possession. And he does. 47-44, full court press by Ava. Brady James runs out of it. One-on-one with Pitts. Now here comes the defense. Hands it to Colby at the logo. Colby to the left side, lobs it to Brady in the corner with 2:10 to play. Colby at midcourt, gives it to Brady. Brady at the logo, hands it off to Lee. Lee dribbles in, gives it back to Colby as we go under 2 minutes to play. Bears looking for a good shot here. Brady James, right side. Back to Colby with a minute 50 to go. They're going to make Ava come out and foul them.
Ava's playing a tight, tight defense on Willow, and we're just not able to do much with that.
So far, ball control has been excellent for the Bears. Oh. Brady James trapped and fouled.
Finally.
Mercy. That was right in front of us. And
his arms were.
Whistled about
yeah.
three times before they finally did. Grant Swadesh. That's only the second team foul on Ava and the first on Swadesh. Willow will take timeout with 90 seconds to play and a three-point lead. Willow Bears will have the ball when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
John Bailey, one of our many great Bear backers throughout the years, and we hope Willow doesn't play Galena, because that would mean they lose this game, but Galena's got a good ball player by the name of John Bailey if Willow plays Galena tomorrow. But they're trying to hold on and play Gainesville for fifth place. Up by three with 90 seconds to play. Willow's got the ball, and Ava is applying some tight defense. They've got fouls to give here in the fourth quarter. Brady James with the logo, 47-44 Willow. Brady backs it off to Lee. Lee gives it to Colby, 120. Bears playing keep away. They're going to make Ava come foul them eventually. Brady James back to Lee at the logo with 110. Coach Jenkins probably waiting till under a minute to really make sure they start fouling. Brady at the logo, gives it back to Caden, under a minute. Caden on the sideline, lots of contact, and there's a timeout by Coach Forrest. I think Ava's actually trying to foul, and the officials just aren't calling it. So a full timeout with 54 seconds to play, and we'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, we expected a good game tonight between Willow and Ava, and that's exactly what we've gotten. In fact, last time these two teams played, the Bears won 52-47, and we could see a very, very similar, if not the same score, tonight with Willow leading 47-44, about a minute to play. Willow's got the ball. Ava's only got two team fouls, so they have two free ones to give here before Willow is shooting, so I would think that Coach Jenkins would want his team to start fouling. Willow has only turned the ball over twice this entire game. So ball control has been a strength of Willow, but they got to get it in, and they finally do to Thompson. Back to Lee. Lee trapped, gets it away to Brady James. 45 seconds to play. Brady back to Lee at the logo. He'll hand it to Colby. Colby is fouled with 42 seconds to play, and these officials, they don't want to blow the whistle.
No, but they're going to start having to. They're going to have to.
Well, and I'm worried somebody's going to get an intentional foul because they're just coming after him hard. And now Pitts back into the lineup for Ava. 42.7 seconds to play. Still a foul to give for Ava. Willow leading by three. They get the inbound on the sideline to Brady James. He'll hand it to Colby. Over to Lee. Lee on the sideline. Takes off on the baseline. Ball tipped, but controlled by Willow. Colby's got it to logo with 30 seconds to play. There's a foul. And Katie, I'm not sure why Ava's not more intentional about fouling.
Yeah.
Willow has done a fantastic job of burning time.
Yeah. We've burned over 30 seconds already.
And now one more foul. We'll put Willow at the line. Willow into the backcourt for Colby. Colby gets it across midcourt with 20. Picks up the dribble, and the pass is tipped, stolen by Ava. Ava to the basket. Layup is good. Willow will inbound, and there's a timeout for Coach Jenkins and Ava. Well, I guess there's your answer. Why you don't want to foul. If you can get that, you get that. And that is what exactly what Ava needed there. They get a big bucket there to make it a one-point game and a quick timeout for Coach Jenkins. Willow with a 47-46 lead. We'll come back with a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Sparta, it's a tight one. Ava led for much of the game, led by six, actually, in the third quarter. The Willow Bears came back at a strong end of the third, and then into the fourth quarter, went up by as many as seven. But Ava has cut it all the way back to one here with 14 seconds left to play. Any foul by Ava will send Willow to the line. And, of course, Ava is going to press the ball down the floor. Lee will trigger the inbound. He'll run, give it to Brady James. Brady being chased, give it to Lee with 10. Lee splits the defense and barely got fouled. And if he wasn't fouled there, Lee probably would have ran another 3 seconds off the clock. As it is, there's 9.6 on the clock, and Caden Lee will shoot a couple of clutch free throws here. He's 1 for 2 at the line tonight. Ava will get a chance no matter what. First one is good, rattles in. A 2-point lead for Willow. This is a big one, as then all Ava could do would be to tie the game. 9.6 on the clock. Lee's second free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Ava with the rebound with 8 seconds. They get it to lob on the sideline, and a timeout called for a foul. Foul's going to be called on Willow, and that's okay because the Bears have fouls to give as well. That'll be their third team foul. I don't know if Coach Jenkins was wanting to call a timeout there, and he does. So Ava will take a full timeout here with 5 seconds to play. Ava will inbound down by two when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, Willow trying to break a 3-game losing streak and trying to hold on against the Ava Bears. Beat this team by 5 in early December. They lead by 2 here with 5 seconds to play. Ava will have the ball on their side of the floor, inbounding right beside their bench. They're 1 for 4 from three-point land tonight, so a team that doesn't shoot a ton of three-pointers. A three would get him the win here. Fitz looking to inbound it and does to Swadesh. Swadesh gets left, lock shot up, banked it in with 2-1. Four-court shot by Colby is no good, and we are going to overtime. Two games tonight, two overtime games. It was Gainesville winning in overtime, and Willow will try to do the same when we come back in 1 minute. 48 apiece, going to overtime. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I thought college was out of reach.
too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, it's overtime. Willow wins the tip. The Frigga tipped it, and then he was the first one to possess the ball, so that gives it to Ava to start the overtime. 48-48, Ava's got the ball and a chance to regain the lead for the first time since the third quarter. Big jump stop, ball tipped, loose. Frigga picks it up. Willow coming back the other way. Colby to the right side, stops, gives it back to Lee, will hand it back to Colby. Bears are going to have to work hard for this one if they want to break their losing streak. Lady Bears have already won tonight. They'll play for a championship tomorrow in Seymour. Willow Boys trying to play for fifth place tomorrow afternoon. Brady James spins on the right side. He'll give it up to Colby at the volleyball line. Colby, the jab step, pulls up for a contested jumper. No good. Rebound comes out long to Ava. And the Blue Bears push it back the other way. Lob, open three, left side, missed it. Rebound comes out long, right back to him. Lob shot, no good. Colby with the foul, and that is his fourth personal.
Not what you want in overtime.
Coach Forrest points at his head. Says, you got to be smart now. Cannot pick up that fifth foul. Lob will shoot a couple of free throws, and he is going to really take his time with it. Taking a big, deep breath. First one is no good. Took too long, man. You got to shoot that. Thought about it too much.
Let me get a six in for Frigga.
Lob. Again. Takes his time. Studies. Visualizes. Chance to put Ava back in front, and he does. That time it worked for him. 49-48. Ava with the lead, 3 minutes left to play in overtime, our first overtime. No rule that says we can't go more than one overtime. Lee to the right side. Tip it back to Colby. 2:45 to go in OT. Brody Thompson to the right side. Hands it to Lee. Dips it to Brady James. Had an open shot. Didn't take the three. Colby will backpedal toward the logo. And the Bears will reset. Colby takes off. Big jump stop. In the paint. Floater won't go. McGinnis with the rebound. Holt is fouled. Had it taken away by Lobb. No whistle. And Ava with a chance to add to their one-point lead with 2:15 left to go in overtime. Pitt at the logo. Shades the right side for Brock Swadesh. To Grant Swadesh. Pitts, right wing. 2 minutes to go in overtime, and Ava not in any big hurry now. Low-scoring game. We're in overtime. We still haven't hit 50 points. Swadesh gets loose, and he has a wide-open layup, and it's a three-point lead for Ava. Bears have not scored yet in overtime. Colby. At the logo, takes the screen, gets to the right side, leaves it for Lee. Lee to Thompson.
Bears are going to have to shoot the ball.
Not ball control anymore. Colby at the free throw line. Tip it back. Lee, an open three for the tie. Missed it. Rebound tipped. Lee has it. Draws the foul.
Came down hard on his head.
And Lee will shoot a couple of free throws as the fouls carry over from the fourth quarter.
Number three, Jacob
Lobb.
Fourth foul.
Lee will shoot a couple of free throws here with a minute 25 to play. Lee's first free throw is no good. Bears looking, both teams looking a little tired here as we get late into the night. Second free throw is good. Two-point game, 51-49. Ava leads with a minute 25 to play in overtime. Pitts will walk it across midcourt. Ava's not going to be in any hurry here. Any foul will put him at the line. The pass is tipped, and Brady James comes away with a steal. Two on one, takes it himself, lays it up and in, and we're tied 51 all. Ava quickly down the floor. Pitts to the right side. Gets loose, right block, lays it up and in. Ava back in front, 53-51. Pitts, a great move there. Ava with a two-point lead. 52 seconds. Brady James, pull-up jumper left side. Miss it. Rebound tipped. Ava saves it with 45 seconds to play. Get it across the timeline with 40. Lob at the logo. Bounces it to Pitt. Brady James with the steal. Gets it to Lee. Caden to the basket. Layup is missed.
Oh.
Missed the open layup with 30 seconds to play. Ava has it poked away. Ball loose on the floor. Lee picks it up to Thompson. Thompson to the block, to the basket, throws it up. No, he traveled. The Bears with only their third turnover of the game. Ava's got it with 20 seconds to play and a two-point lead. Willow has had chance after chance here in the last 20 seconds, but nothing to show for it.
It got ugly there. We were not playing pretty at all. We're getting...
Ava will inbound. Full court press by Willow. In the backcourt, Swadesh. Bears going to have to foul as soon as he crosses midcourt. There he goes, and he lobs it to Melton. Avoids the foul, and there it is from McGinnis with 9 seconds. And he'll send Pitts to the line shooting two. And Pitts can really almost end it if he makes both free throws. And Coach Forrest is going to make him think about it with a timeout. 9 seconds to play. He's 3 for 3 from the line tonight. And he'll try to win this for Ava when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, it's been an exciting, tense game throughout. Neither team has led by more than 7 tonight. Willow had that 7-point lead in the fourth quarter, but Ava came back, sent us to overtime with a shot with just 2 seconds remaining. Swadesh with the shot that sent us to overtime. And here in OT, Ava's had a lead throughout. Willow's had multiple opportunities here in the last 30 seconds, but haven't been able to do it. And now Pitts at the line with 2 free throws. The first one is good. That makes it a 3-point game, and Pitts can make it a 2-possession game with a free throw here. 9.2 on the clock. Second free throw is good. Ava by 4 and a foul. With no time running off the clock by Ava, and Coach Jenkins put his hands on his head. That is exactly what he did not want his team to do. That's when you pull your team back and you don't touch anybody. And now Colby James will be at the line shooting 2 free throws and a chance for Willow to at least have a slim percentage chance of salvaging this game. Colby's free throw is good. Rims in. 3-point game. And now do you miss it on purpose and try to... Still 9.2 on the clock. Probably not. Colby will try to make it here, and then the Bears will pressure Ava. Second free throw is good. 2-point game. Timeout, Coach Forrest. Ava will have the ball and a 2-point lead with 9 seconds to play when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta. We have been here a while, and it's 10:15 on a Friday night, and the Willow Bears trying to work some magic in a place that they've just not played very well in this year. And had a lead. Things looked good in the fourth quarter, but Ava came back, and they've got a 55-53 lead here in overtime. Willow will try to pressure the ball, get a quick steal. If they can't, they'll foul and send Ava back to the free throw line. Coach Forrest taking that timeout to discuss strategy. 9.2 on the clock. Ava will inbound, length of the floor to go. Bears have been able to turn over Ava a few times tonight, and this one would be huge if they could get one here. Grant Swadesh inbound to Pitts, and Pitts is fouled. Not really the guy you wanted to foul, though.
No,
as he is
no.
Perfect. Perfect, Katie, from the line tonight.
Yeah.
The hometown broadcast, we can try to jinx him a little bit by talking again about how perfect he has been from the free throw line. He'll shoot to 7.7 on the clock. First one is good. He'll have one more, and I guarantee you Ava will not foul.
No.
This free throw.
No.
Second one by Pitts is good. Back to a four-point lead. Timeout, Coach Jenkins and Ava. Four-point lead for Ava, 7.7 to play. Willow will have the ball when we come back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Sparta, where Ava leads Willow 57-53. Willow starting this tournament as the number two seed, but Willow looking like they may fall to the seventh place game, where the two and four seed would play for the seventh place.
This tournament is just anybody's.
A lot of parity in the Sparta tournament. It's a good tournament. Bears just couldn't shoot the ball really well against Blue Eye, and they've struggled again tonight here against Ava. Thought that things were trending in the right direction in the fourth quarter, but a lot of credit to Coach Jenkins and the Ava Bears. They play hard-nosed basketball. Willow will inbound, trailing by four. Brady James throws it down to Lee. Lee with a quick three from half court, no good. Rebound Ava, and that will do it. Well, they're going to call a foul on Colby, and Grant Swadesh will shoot free throws, but it really won't matter. It's 0.9 on the clock, and Willow will drop their fourth game in a row. Ball to 11-8 on the season. They were 11-4. Grant Swadesh will shoot a couple more free throws. We'll have your final stats coming up after this one concludes. Free throw is no good by Swadesh. But Pitts from the line has been the guy to, he's been the hero tonight for Ava. He did not miss from the free throw line. Swadesh makes the second. Bears will inbound, and Brady James will throw up a full court shot. It's short, and that's your final. Bears won by five in December. Ava returns the favor in overtime tonight, winning 58-53. We'll come back and wrap it up in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Sparta, where Ava beats Willow in an SCA matchup in the Sparta tournament. 58-53 is your final in overtime. Ava led by 2 at the end of the half, and Willow regained a 1-point lead at the end of the third quarter. Built that up to a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter, but Ava came back and tied the game on a last-second shot by Brock Swadesh to end regulation. That would send us to overtime, and Ava never really relinquished the lead in overtime. Bears had opportunities but couldn't get the job done, and Ava wins it 58-53. Your final stats for the night, Ava out-rebounding the Bears 27-22. 16 turnovers by Ava, but they still get the win. Only 5 turnovers on the Bears, but a few of those were in overtime. Shooting for the game, 32% by Willow. So another poor shooting night for the Willow Bears.
The lead scores for the Ava Bears, 21 points, Kenan Pitt, 17 points for Brock Swadesh, 7 points for Jacob Laub, 6 points for Fisher Melton, 5 for Grant Swadesh, and 2 for Garrett Richards. For the Willow Bears, Colby James led the scoring with 26. Brady James had 15. Caden Lee had 6. Brody Thompson had 4. And Grady Friga had 3.
All right, tough night for the Bears as they lose their 4th straight game and drop to 11-8 on the season. Quick turnaround. We'll be back with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon as the Bears will take on Galena for 7th place in the Sparta tournament. For Katie Spence and Megan Spence, our statistician tonight, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Sparta.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Forget Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Gruvaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.